listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey. And today we have Phoebe Davis, who is an influencer and a social media starlet from the show Cosmic Love on Prime Video. Mm-hmm. And you're also flexing, Phoebs. You're big on social media in terms of, like, tell everybody what you do.
Yeah. So I used to compete in bodybuilding competitions. So that's where the Instagram name Flexing Phoebs came about. But originally, health and fitness was my passion because I went through a big weight loss journey and I lost over 50 pounds and started competing. And that's kind of where I started building this brand and growing a following. And throughout that process, I kind of discovered that there was so much more in me than I ever thought through my weight loss journey. And through that, through any kind of transformation, there is always, obviously there's a physical transformation, but there's so many other things and aspects of your life that transform along with that. So I kind of kept the flexing part because you can flex so many different areas of your life. So right now it's like flex your mind, your body, and your soul. And yeah, so that's kind of the foundation of what Flexing Phoebs is. But yeah, I'm a signed model. And I was just on Cosmic Love on Prime Video that just came out this last August. So a lot of exciting things have been happening.
And today you're here, we're checking in with you because you're 6 days post-op from your breast augmentation procedure with Dr. Salazar. Yeah.
I am, yes.
And
yes.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I feel good. It's very, obviously, because I am so active that forcing myself to be in my bed 24/7 is really hard for me. And even yesterday I was like, "Hey, I'm just going to walk around for a little bit," and made it 3 blocks. And I was like, my chest is about to explode. Like, I couldn't even do 3 blocks. So I had to turn around and come back home. But I feel like it's going well. I just met with Dr. Salazar and he said everything is looking perfect. My incision line or wherever looks great. They're like normal swelling. So it's interesting because I have no idea what they really look like.
You haven't taken a peek.
I mean,
yet.
I do, but I don't. You do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
right.
All my friends are like, "How does it look?" And I'm like, "I don't really know."
Too early to tell. But that's okay because that is one of the procedures. Well, I think probably most procedures have some degree of swelling. Sometimes there's bruising, there's incisions that have to mature. And really, no matter what procedure you're having, there's going to be something where it just doesn't look as good as it's going to look until, you know, that post-op healing period settles down. So one thing I want to ask you, so you were talking about being on Cosmic Love, which for everybody, if you haven't watched it, it's a kind of a dating experiment where astrology is sort of the main focus. So tell us what your sun sign was and what your experience was with that show.
Yeah, for sure. So my sun sign is a Leo. I am through and through a very typical Leo, very much ruled by the sun. I'm a sunshine baby. I've always loved being in entertainment and in the spotlight. I grew up doing musical theater and singing and dancing. So that's like what my background is. I got to be a lead on the show, which was a huge surprise for me because I wasn't even told I was going to be a lead until the night before we started filming. So wow. I was like, that bomb was dropped on me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is my moment. I'm like, I'm going to meet the love of my life. So hopeful. But being a lead on the show meant that, so there were 4 leads and each person represents the element of the zodiac. So there's earth, water, fire, air. Leo is a fire sign. So I was the fire element. And basically there were 16 singles that came into this beautiful mansion and at the top of Malibu to come and date us. And we each had 4 perfect matches based on astrology. So the show follows our journey in figuring out who our matches are. Are we compatible? Seeing if that experiment has validity to it, if astrology is something that has legs to stand on as far as dating goes and compatibility.
And without giving any spoilers away, do you think astrology is something that can be accurate maybe in the dating world?
I definitely think that astrology is real, 100%. I think there is so much science and truth behind it. My biggest takeaway from my experience on the show was that astrology is a really good tool that can be used to help nurture a relationship and help you understand some deeper rooted mechanics of the other person and get into all of those areas. But I really think it's more on the nurturing side of a relationship versus the nature side of it, of an instant physical, chemical attraction. Like that, I don't think can be established based on astrology, but I think astrology can definitely be used to help further develop a relationship.
And do you think with your Leo fire nature, how did that serve you in this experience at La Jolla Cosmetics so far? Like how you approached surgery, going into it and coming out of it in this these first 6 days?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question. So
thanks.
So my big three in astrology is I'm a Leo sun, a Pisces moon, and a Leo rising. So I have double Leo in my big three. So I'm very much a fire sign, but having a Pisces moon means I'm so, so emotional, but it's like underneath all of these shells. So going into the surgery, I was like, I'm so excited. I can't wait to get this done. And then the night before, I'm like, I need to cancel it. I was like so emotional. I'm like, Mom, what have I done? Like, is this really what I want to do? Like second guessing everything. And I mean, even when I was coming in for my consultations and my pre-op appointments, I was just like, I'm so nervous. Like, oh, surgery's scary. Like, do I really want to put myself through this? Like, but the hard shell, the fire is like, oh, stop complaining. Yes, you're going to love it. Like, suck it up. It's going to be great. So that's pretty much how that went down.
That's how that went. That's funny. So tell us a bit about like the day of. So were you first one in the morning and how did that day go for you?
Yeah. So way back when, AKA last Thursday. Yeah, I was the first one. So I got here pretty early. It was like 6:30 in the morning. The night before to prep, I showered and washed my hair and shaved my body because I was like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to do this the next time. So got all of my basic maintenance things taken care of. And then, yeah, going into surgery, it was a really smooth experience. I mean, I came with my mom and she just was so patient and waited in the waiting room for me throughout the surgery. And I'm a Christian, so faith is really important to me. And so my mom and I prayed before surgery, which was a really special moment for us. Oh. And then, yeah, I went back and literally it was like I was talking to the anesthesiologist and one of my nurses about, we were talking about being an influencer. And then somehow we got to talking about favorite restaurants and I love Red Robin. This is the last thing I remember. So I was like, oh yeah, I love Red Robin. Like literally that's
that
it.
That was the end of it.
And then I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, I have an elephant on my chest.
Whew. Now, have you ever had any surgery before? You don't have to say what it was, but have you ever been under anesthesia?
I have. I got a tonsillectomy 6 or 7 years ago. So I was definitely in my 20s. And everyone has always said, like, you're supposed to get your tonsils out when you're a little kid because the recovery is really hard on you as an adult. So that was the last time I had surgery. And when I get anesthesia, I wake up. This has got to be the Pisces moon in me because I'll wake up just so emotional for no reason. And I'll just like cry. But I didn't cry this time. I didn't.
You didn't cry.
I wanted to. I could feel it. I could feel it right there. But I was like, there's no reason. Be an adult.
No, you know, that must be something. So I'm a Capricorn. So Earth and Leo rising.
So wait, happy birthday. Did you just have a birthday?
I did on Christmas Day. I'm a Christmas baby. Yeah. So
Christmas baby. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Leo rising and then Libra moon. And so I woke up every time I've ever had anesthesia, I've woken up crying. And I don't know, maybe it's not, I don't know if it's just the drug or whatever. And they'll say, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know.
I know. I
it's
know.
It's the weirdest feeling.
It like feels good to cry because you
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like maybe you have no words to express what's going on, but it's just like.
Like there was nothing wrong. It's just I'm crying and I can't tell you
yeah.
why.
Yeah, just let it happen. Don't look at me.
So then, okay, let's talk about that first 24 hours. What did that feel like, or did you mostly sleep? Did you need anything comfort-wise, or was there something like if you were going to say to somebody, okay, you're having a breast augmentation, you know, next Monday, what would be kind of those things that were really important necessities for that first 24 hours?
Yes. So I slept the majority of that day, and I would say necessities, obviously, a bunch of pillows so you can prop yourself up. And like, it almost hurt to have my arms like all the way down. So to have pillows literally on either sides just to rest to kinda, them, like, yeah, literally just surround yourself with as many pillows as you possibly can because you'll probably need them. And then pillows under your legs just to kind of elevate for swelling. Like that really helped. That was really comfortable. And then bendy straws.
Oh, yeah.
And protein shakes. Because you're on drugs, obviously. So you need to have like crackers on hand. So on my bedside table, I had like a sleeve of Ritz crackers and saltine crackers and then protein shakes with straws. It's basically been my diet is crackers and soup and protein shakes for the past week.
Well, that makes sense. Sort of your point about having your arms sort of elevated because the implants will go under that pectoralis muscle. Then that muscle's getting stretched. And so anything where you're pulling down, I think, even just having your arms by your side is, you know, making that muscle either move or, you know, so it kind of makes sense that you're shortening that muscle a little bit maybe by having your arms up.
Yeah, 100%. It helped. And my mom drove over from Arizona to help take care of me. I'm so grateful for her for doing
that's
that.
So nice.
And she's actually helped both of my other older sisters with their breast augmentations.
Ah, so you're
she
not
has experience
the,
doing this.
You're not the trailblazer in the family, huh?
No, I am not. I'm most definitely following the pack. But yeah, she has experience in this for sure. So she laid out all of my medications in her phone with timers for specific ones. And just like got me on a schedule immediately and had the protein shakes ready, the bendy straws. She got me frozen peas ice packs to use as ice packs. So I've been using those. Yeah. Moms just do it better. You know, moms do it right.
Moms do it right. I'm I've taken care of my kids after procedures and it's, you know, there's nobody like your mom. So
I know. I miss her.
So when you had your consultation with Dr. Salazar, how did you go about finding like the right size for you and the right, you know, maybe implant shape? And what were your goals going into the procedure?
Yeah. So I had two consultations actually, because I couldn't decide on after the first one. And the second one, my sister happened to be in town. And she is a nurse at a cosmetic surgery center in Arizona. So she's very, and she also has her breast done. So she knows this world. And I'm just like, Abby, I need you to come with me. So the first time I went in for the first consultation, bottom line, my biggest fear was going too big. Because I am a model, like it needs to look natural. Obviously, I want them to look good and it to like be obvious that I have boobs, but I don't want it to be obvious that they're fake. If that makes sense. So I showed Dr. Salazar a few photos of my friends who I personally know and love the look of theirs. But it's really hard because I'm super tall and I'm taller than all of my friends. They're like, I'm 5'9", and the majority of my friends are 5'5 and under. So to use their size, their CCs with mine is hard to do because our body types are completely different. So that was a big learning curve is like, oh, well, 250 cc's in her is going to look like it looks huge on her, but it looks super tiny on me. Like that was a learning curve. So I think the first appointment I was like, yeah, let's do two. Like we landed on like 250. And then the second consultation where my sister was there, we went much bigger than 250. We decided on a range between 335 cc's and 365 cc's. And that made me feel so much more comfortable knowing that Dr. Salazar could put in different sizes during the actual procedure and they could see which one actually looks best for my frame. That made me feel a lot more comfortable knowing like, okay, you can put in and actually see what it's going to look like. And obviously I like trust him. So that was like really relieving for me.
So do you know what you ended up at?
Yes. They ended up putting in 345, which is perfect.
So we're right in the middle between the range. Yeah.
Yes. Literally chef's kiss, because when I came in that morning, I just reiterated my biggest fear is coming out and having them be too big. And even Dr. Salazar told me he put in the 365 and they all agreed like it was too much. So I'm just like, okay, I'm so happy. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, before, when you were in the consultations, did you guys do any sizing or like where you kind of try on a size or the 3D, almost the 3D imaging with the Vectra or anything like any of those tools?
Yes. So we did the AI scan thing where they superimposed implants onto your current body so you can kind of see what it's going to look like. But it's so hard for me because I don't look at my boobs. I look at them in clothes or in swimsuits. So it's hard to see how I want them to look when they're just like there. It was cool to see the different sizes because it had like a full 360 view on it and you could see like what it looks from the side and from underneath and all around the world. But yeah, that was really cool. And then of course they had like the sample sizes of the silicone.
Sizers. Yeah.
Yeah. And the bra. But even that was weird too, because it was like, it's not what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
So you have to take those sizing appointments and those in the consultation with a grain of salt. Cause it's like, when you look at it with a certain size, it's like, oh my gosh, I have torpedo boobs, but like, it's not going to look like that.
Right.
But I was like, oh my gosh, they're huge.
Well, and I would think there's almost a little bit, and maybe over the next few months, almost a mental adjustment that you might have because all of a sudden there's part of you that's different. So it's not just the physical change, but really also sort of a mental change.
Oh, totally. And I'm a little bit nervous for that to sink in because as these start to settle, and I can get more, basically when I can wear my normal clothes again and see how it's going to fit with my body and I continue to recover, I know for a fact it's going to be difficult for me just because being in the bodybuilding world, we all kind of struggle with some degree of body dysmorphia because we've been so lean and then going to a regular weight is like, it feels like it's way overweight, but it's not. It's healthy. So that's something you have to kind of learn through competing and through that world, basically. But that's something that I've definitely struggled with in the past is body dysmorphia. And I've talked a lot about that on other podcasts as well and how I've kind of repaired my relationship with my body and with food due to my journey throughout competing. So I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit nervous how it's going to be once these start to settle in because my body is going to look completely different, but it's all good things. Like I'm really excited to see like how my new body is going to, I don't know, be in the world.
And is this something that you've always wanted or when in your life did you think, you know, I wish I had a little more up top?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I've wanted for years and years. And especially being in the bodybuilding community, every competitor has fake boobs. Everybody. So it's like you're around them constantly. And then since moving to California, all of my friends have them, and I just, and my sisters have them. So I just, I love the look of them. I love that fullness, but I'm just excited. It's going to be so weird to see myself with it, because I truly don't even know what they look like. Like, yes, I do, but I don't.
Yeah. Right. Well, you'll get there. Now, do you know what brand implants?
I got the Gummy Bear High Profiles.
High Profile. Oh, okay. Yeah, because there's like Moderate Profile, High Profile. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of profiles. I don't know.
Yeah, all of got the High Profile. So it's like kind of a little shelf action here. Yeah. It's just so hard still.
Yeah, they're probably so
to be
tender.
So gentle.
Yeah, be gentle.
Oh, yeah.
Gentle.
So, yeah.
And then, you know, was there anything that surprised you kind of going through this process that you didn't expect would happen or that you wish somebody would have told you?
I feel like I was really prepared going into it, which I'm really grateful for. And the day of my surgery and the days following, I've had so many friends come visit me and bring me like care packages and flowers and just send me messages of encouragement for my recovery. So I'm so, so grateful for that. I love my friends and my community.
Oh, that's really wonderful, because I think emotional support is huge. You know, just knowing that no matter how old you are, when you go to tell your mom or your significant other or your best friend that you want to do this, whatever the change is, you know, that's a nervous moment to sort of spill the beans about this inner thing you want to change.
Oh my gosh.
And so how did that go when you told your mom? And maybe it wasn't a big deal because your sisters had it, but how did that conversation sort of go?
To my family, they were supportive. They were like, okay, like, sure, sounds good. They were just like, don't go too big. And I'm like, yeah, obviously. My friends were like, oh my gosh, you're going to look so good. I'm so excited for you. So I got nothing but good feedback and a lot of support and encouragement. So I'm very grateful.
And same with your like online community, because you're, you know, you have so many followers. And so how did your Instagram community react? Because sometimes there can be people out there who aren't super positive.
Right. The majority of people on social media were really supportive. And they're like, oh my gosh, Phoebe 2.0, or like, she's going to be like, California, San Diego just got 10 times hotter, like jokes like that.
Cute.
So a lot of good feedback and support. I did, of course, get a few messages. One of them was from a woman who like had breast implants and then got them taken out because of all of the complications that can come with breast implants. So that was more of like a warning message, like, don't do it, you'll regret it type of thing. And then there was one, it was interesting because like literally 3 days before I announced it, this girl had messaged me and she was like, I just want to say, I applaud you for being like so positive about having a natural body. And like, you're just like, you inspire me for having such a natural body and like not giving in to like lip fillers and implants and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, oh shit. Like, she's gonna find out in 2 days.
Yeah, well, you know, it's ultimately, you know, that's your body and you get to choose what, you know, if you want to make a change, you know, I think it's an important kind of empowerment to be able to say, you know, it's okay that there's might be something I don't like and I'm gonna fix it so I don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, I think it is really empowering to let other people know that like, hey, I'm making this change. I'm doing it for me. And that's okay. And if you agree or disagree, that's fine. That's your life. But this is my choice and I have nothing to hide. I'm very, very open and authentic and vulnerable with the social media.
So do you think, you know, having breast implants, maybe it's not been long enough because it's just been 6 days, mm-hmm. You know, but do you feel like that kind of fits your image?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think my image is my energy. It's the energy that I give off and the vibes that I have. And I think that goes much farther than my physical body, but I do think it's going to make me sexier for sure. And I'm freaking excited for that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
no shame.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just going to say, you know, with your weight loss, you know, you're super open with that and very transparent about losing the weight and getting into shape. And I think, you know, if everybody goes, we'll have the link in the show notes to Phoebe's Instagram, you know, where you're so genuine with everybody and so sweet and so open and encouraging to other people who might be starting on a weight loss journey or starting on a fitness journey. And there's no question in there. I just noticed that about you, where I think being open to everyone, it's not a secret, it's okay. And, you know, like just sharing with them and you sharing this whole journey for people who might be thinking about having either breast augmentation or any other kind of surgery. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important to hear from people who actually went through it.
Yes.
To realize it's not, you know, it's not maybe as scary. You might have those the night before jitters. What am I doing?
Yes, very common to want to cancel like right before.
Well, and you know, some people have that same feeling right after. So you wake up, you go home, you're like in pain. You're like, what have I done? So sometimes that what have I done
buyer's remorse.
Right after, because you're just, it's a lot. And what was recovery like for you in the recovery room? But when you woke up, how did you feel right then and there?
Immediately, it felt like I had, I mean, everybody uses this expression, but like an elephant on your chest. It was just like an immense amount of pressure and tightness. It's like if you imagine something like pressing down and also stretching out at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, it was just really intense, and I had never had anything put into my body like that before. So it's just like, oh.
Now, has that gone away? And how long did that take to go away?
The pressure was really intense, definitely the first 2 days. I still have a lot of pressure right now, but it's not as like heavy as it was on day one. But it's definitely still here. Uh-huh. My range of motion is definitely still limited. So just day by day, it's getting a little bit better.
Now, when did he say, I mean, I know it's only 6 days, so we're not even close to being able to work out yet, but when did he think that you'll be able to resume maybe some of your fitness activities?
Yeah, I think after my next appointment with him, which will be in 2 weeks. But all of my friends who've had breast augmentations have told me that they were able to get back into the gym around 6 weeks. So I'm hoping that 6 weeks is my marker.
Yeah. Well, think about, you know, we're in January. So like by spring break time and when the sun's really starting to get warmer, you know, here in San Diego, it's going to be like the perfect time to, you know, be able to show.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Show off. And like,
I know.
Think of all the opportunities for amazing bras and lingerie and bathing suits. It's like, oh darn, I have to go shopping, or maybe they'll send me something for free to try.
Yeah,
mine.
Yeah. I'm like, I got new boobs. You want me to let me wear your stuff?
Hit me up. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So if a friend asked you, what are the two or three most important things about having breast augmentation, if in your limited experience here with 6 days after, what would you tell them?
Make sure you have someone who can take care of you, whether that's a friend, family member, significant other. Just you need somebody to be there to help you, because you literally, especially the first day, you can't even, you need help like going to the bathroom and doing the most easiest, simple tasks. You need somebody there. So have somebody lined up that you trust and hopefully has some experience in taking care of somebody after surgery. Second important thing is, I would say, mindset going into surgery and coming out of surgery, just knowing that the pain is temporary and the result is going to be amazing, but you definitely just need to be patient and don't be freaked out about how things look immediately after, because they still need to settle. This kind of ties into the first thing, but just like have a good community support system around you, because it's going to be an interesting journey. And it, you know, when you're going through surgery, it's just nice to know that like people care about you and they're praying for you and they're thinking of you. I would say like just community is so important.
Oh, that's nice. So thanks for coming in to our little podcast studio right after your post-op visit. And then we'll probably catch up with you again in a couple months, maybe, I don't know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Just so I'd love that.
You know, where you're.
And then I can not wear a button-up shirt.
Yeah. And before we started recording, she was saying, yeah, I can only wear button-up shirts right now. And it makes sense because you can't put your hands over your head and try to put on something, a tight t-shirt or something. So then all of a sudden it's like,
hard.
Where in my closet are the button-up shirts?
I know. I'm like, I haven't worn this since I was in college when I lived in Washington.
Oh my gosh.
This is such a Washington shirt.
So everybody in the audience, you can follow Phoebe on Instagram. You want to tell everybody where to find you?
Yes. On Instagram, I am at Flexing Phoebs, and TikTok, I'm also at Flexing Phoebs. I have a website. It's flexingphoebs.com. And also make sure to watch Cosmic Love on Prime Video. And yeah, message me if you have any questions about the process from surgery to consultations. I'm an open book and I love to meet new people and build my community. So if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Let me know what your sign is. We can connect on astrology and be nerds together. So
yeah. And then we'll put in the show notes easy links to Phoebe and her social media and her website, and also Dr. Salazar, because he, you know, he has his own, he's on our page, which is LJCSC, but he also has his own Instagram, Hector Salazar MD. And so you can catch up with him there and get to know him. And so then if you're listening today, you have any questions about scheduling or financing or reviews or before and after photos, we'll have all those in the show note link. And thanks again, Phoebe, for gracing us with your wisdom and your pretty face. You're being post-op and looking like nothing happened. You're just looking glowing. Gosh.
Well, I can't wash my hair, so I did get a blowout today.
And nothing wrong with that.
First time I've worn makeup since the surgery, so I'm feeling like a normal person again. But thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming, and we will catch up with you in a little while after everything's literally settling.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code PODCAST to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.